First, it's the result that no one predicted after a tumultuous week of fighting over climate change and leadership. The Liberal Party picked the dark horse, Tony Abbott, to lead them to the next election. They eliminated last night's favourite, the so-called consensus candidate Joe Hockey, in the first round. That left two diametrically opposed candidates for the party's top job. On one side, Mr Turnbull, arguing that the party would be doomed if it opposed the emissions trading scheme. On the other side, Mr Abbott, who last week changed his mind and decided it was imperative to oppose the ETS. The result was decided by just one vote, an especially piquant result since one member was away sick and one spoilt his or her ballot paper. Malcolm Turnbull is now heading to the backbench. Mr Abbott immediately jettisoned the coalition's backing for the government's emissions trading scheme. He says he's not frightened of fighting a double dissolution election on the issue. Samantha Hawley's report begins with Liberal MPs arriving for the showdown at Parliament House this morning.
I am here to support Tony Abbott. I think he's put a clear line in the sand between ourselves and the government.
I will be supporting Malcolm. We need strong leadership.
Malcolm Turnbull, sadly, is dead in the water.
Liberal MP Peter Slipper was right in the end, but only just.
And the final ballot was won by Tony Abbott, 42 votes to 41.
It was a three-man race and no one could have predicted the outcome. The man thought to be the popular vote, Joe Hockey, struggled with the decision to run and may now regret he did. He told his colleagues if he won, they'd have a free vote on the ETS legislation, a tactic that in the end worked against him.
I suppose some people will say that by offering an opportunity for some to have a free vote, that was weak. Well, so be it.
Mr Hockey was knocked out in the first round of voting.
There's always a surprise in these ballots, and I had one today. It's not my time.
And it's no longer Malcolm Turnbull's time.
No, hang on. Just hang on. Just settle down. Calm.
With his wife Lucy by his side, Mr Turnbull conceded defeat and announced he'll be heading to the backbench.
Am I going to resign from Parliament? The answer to that is no. There'll be no by-election in Wentworth. As far as your next question undoubtedly is, will I recontest the next election? Lucy and I are going to have a think about that over the holiday, discuss it with our children, and we'll let you know in due course.
You're not used to losing. Personal feelings at the moment?
Well, look, I'm disappointed.
Again, so can you see yourself, Malcolm Turnbull, as a leadership contender at any point in the future?
Look, I'm not going to speculate on any of that.
Mr Turnbull didn't rule out a leadership tilt down the track, but his position to pass an amended emissions trading scheme has been convincingly dumped by his party room, and Tony Abbott's going to take a much tougher line.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for coming. It's great to be here. It's been a tumultuous week for the Liberal Party. It's been a big day for me.
The 52-year-old staunch Catholic Conservative is a former Howard government minister with a colourful history. He's been caught swearing on national television, and he once questioned whether the late asbestos campaigner, Bernie Banton, was pure at heart.
I accept that... at times I have stuffed up. I probably should, apologise now for all my errors of the past, make a clean breast of them if you like, and ask the public to judge me from this point.
You were quoted a month or so ago as saying that climate change is crap. Do you still believe that? Do you still believe that?
It was a bit of hyperbole. It's not my considered position.
On the emissions trading scheme, he gave his colleagues an unusual secret ballot. They voted overwhelmingly to send the bills to a Senate inquiry, and if they can't get that, they'll vote against the government scheme, giving the Prime Minister the trigger he needs for a double dissolution poll.
Now, as leader, I am not frightened of an election, and I am not frightened of an election on this issue.
The government says an early poll is not its aim.
The extremists have gained control of the Liberal Party.
Assistant Climate Change Minister Greg Combe is still hoping the Senate will support the ETS.
It has never been our position to be manoeuvring around for double dissolutions. We want the legislation passed. Now, that opportunity still exists this week.
That could be wishful thinking. The government would need 7 Liberal senators to cross the floor.
Today is a great day. Today is a great day because today you will see a unified opposition.
The Nationals Senator Barnaby Joyce thinks the legislation is dead. Tony Abbott says he's a climate change believer, but he hasn't revealed whether he'll lead a party committed to an ETS. But his time frame for action is clear.
There is no point bringing in an ETS before it has become an established part of the world economy. And the time when that is likely to happen, if ever, is when the United States adopts one.
Are you surprised to win this ballot? Are you surprised to be standing here as a Liberal leader?
Look, it's the last thing that I would have expected a week ago. It really is.
Tony Abbott ending Samantha Hawley's report.